The Coldplay. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and back, Carl Pilkington. He's raring to go. It's nice when you have a bit of time off, isn't it?
Yeah, how long have you had off
now? About three weeks, yeah. We can't do that because we're sort of self-employed and we'd be letting people down, but it's different when you know, you get paid anyway whether you turn up or not, but good to have you back.
I'm never off ill. No, it's the first time I've never been off ill.
Well, no, I mean, just you're off 2 weeks and then you're off.
No, I just wish I was the kind of person who could let down an audience of regular listeners.
Yeah, but like I say.
Well, no, we spoke to you, you weren't that bad. A cold, you don't go home for a cold. We were discussing this last night in the pub, and, you know, you don't go home for a cold. Okay, then, so moving on, what have we got then? We've got some great songs. I've brought in The Smiths, I've brought in Buzzcocks, I've brought in Neil Young, I know Steve's got some hip hop.
Some great hip hop,
I've got some great Elvis Costello. It's gonna be great. Carl, come on, concentrate, you've been away 3 weeks.
It's just a noise. No, stop saying that, because you're annoying me now.
Why? Oh, what do you do? Go home ill? Oh, he's annoyed me. Oh, has he? Yeah, I'm a little bit annoyed. Can I have some time off but still get paid? Yes, of course you can,
Steve,
Carl.
Right, he called me up winding me up about this. And, right, I'm 30, right, I'm 30 now. I can only remember being off 2 times.
Oh, his memory's going as well, you'll have some time off.
And both of them were when I was at school.
What school?
One when it was windy.
Why did you have time off? Because it was windy.
But to be honest, Carl, that lasted for 7 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your time off at school.
Why did you have time off? Because it was windy.
Were you windy, or was it windy outside?
No, it was like when
your auntie wasn't out the window, was she?
Yeah. When the winds were bad in the '70s, and my mum said, "Oh."
I remember space hoppers and flares. I don't remember the winds being bad in the '70s.
Well, my mum just said, "You might get blown into the road, so don't worry."
She had so much faith in you, didn't she? As a human being.
Is that why she got fired from the pie shop? I'm not coming in today, I might get blown into the road.
The funny thing was, right, Steve,
they had this thing going at school, because a lot of people used to wag it back then.
Right? Used to what?
Wag it, sort of not go in.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And, they sort of tried to make it interesting for you by giving you a...
An education.
A certificate. Certificate if you did a full week.
Reward for the rest of your life with achievement. That sort of carrot.
And also, like, let you go home at 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Right.
If you'd done, a full week and that.
Yeah.
So it was lovely weather all week. Then it just sort of changed on a Friday. And I got up and it was all windy.
It's always windy for Friday and Saturday, isn't it?
Don't go in because, you know, you might get blown into the road and that. So I said, all right, then I'll stay off. And,
so why did you, told you to hold on to a fence or walk you there? What's this, don't go out?
Immediately give up.
I love this getting blown into the road. Is that based on your cats that kept getting blown into the road?
Well, so I got to school on the Monday, right? And the teacher said, today, to punish you, you're the only one who wrecked the whole week, right? Everyone else came in, you didn't. So everyone else is going home at 3 o'clock today. But you're not.
Brilliant. Serves you right. And
I wasn't bothered though. It was great because I said, well, you'll have to stay with me, won't you?
Brilliant.
It was great. So all I did for half an hour was doodle and stuff. It was great, that afternoon.
Yeah.
And that was ages ago. That was like when I was about 8. And that's one of the times I was off ill.
Yeah.
So it was 8.
But that wasn't even ill. That was wind.
Yeah.
So right.
Yeah, it's a bit different when you're in the adult world, though, Carl. You can't just not turn up because you've got a bit of a cold or you're a bit fed up. I mean, we had an appointment 4 o'clock Thursday, wasn't it? And he had to call because I cancelled it. Meeting went on a bit late.
Yeah.
Time management. Get things done. If it was important, you'd get it done. Play a record, Carl.
Pull your finger out, please.
Elvis Costello, Alison. What a great track that is. Beautiful. Well, Carl, we'd better tell them all the new great features we've come up with in the time you were off.
Right, well, we've got the film thing still going.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where you take a lead role or a major role in a Hollywood blockbuster, which we then give away on VHS worth $6.99.
And something new we're trying out, because Rockbusters...
He's dead, thankfully, yes.
It's gone for a bit.
It's over.
Crosswords.
Crosswords.
Oh, this sounds intriguing. Where'd you get the idea from? What's the basic format of this?
Right, what I've done is, I've taken like a popular saying from the show.
A popular what?
A popular saying, something that crops up quite a lot in the show.
In our show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
first thing that sprang to mind was, there's this airy Chinese kid.
Oh, okay. Classic.
But more commonly it would be something like, Carl, you're an idiot.
Yeah, play
Carl,
a record,
you
idiot.
A fool. Where, Carl, you're a fool.
Oh, what did you mean? You let us down again.
Yeah,
you
Carl,
been
where
here.
Have you been?
Yeah,
oh, you've got a headache, have you, Carl? Yeah. You better have a lie down. Typical phrases like that,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, typical phrases like that, yeah.
Carl, you're a loser.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And, what I've done, I've got a load of different songs and took words from the different songs and then joined them together to make There's This Airy Chinese Kid. And then people have to email in and say what the five songs were.
It sounds like the most complicated game ever. I'm looking forward to it. Have you heard any of this, Rick? Because I've not heard this at all. Yeah. I'm not familiar with this.
Well, all it is, it'll go like, Airy Chinese Kid! And it's from sort of four different songs. Right. And you've got to identify the songs.
Right. Wow.
How many songs in this, Carl?
Five. Five. There's This Hairy Chinese Kid.
Okay.
Right.
So.
And what are the prizes for that? Are these the prizes?
Yeah.
Alright, well let me tell you what they are. They're not too bad actually. We've got, Live Forever, which I assume is a CD that ties in with this new
Think
film.
Think of that! A well-known phrase from the show, and it's Hairy Chinese Kid. Yeah. What other- where would you
There is no
that
other radio show in the
life?
World.
I- this is- go on.
If you've just tuned in,
yeah,
I mean, what are you
do
thinking?
You think if you've just tuned in, you're going, well-known phrase from Shaw, Hairy Chinese Kid. Oh yeah, classic. They'll be playing that in charades this Christmas.
So yeah, this is a CD that ties in with his new film Live Forever, which is all about Britpop, and so there's stuff on there from Oasis, Blur, Pulp, etc. We've also got another Red Dwarf DVD, Marion and Jeff, the first series of that, excellent. That's on VHS, sadly, but never mind. And also the very best of Led Zeppelin, a two CD set there with all the classics on. So that's not bad prizes, actually. Is, you've done yourself
proud.
We've upped
it. We're getting serious now. We're playing in the you know the bigger league. We've upped the stakes. And we want Heat Magazine not to, you know, lose touch with us just because Rockbusters is gone. Yeah. I think they're still behind us.
So we've got film, you appear in a film, we've got crosswords. How is that to do with the crossword?
Because I've got words and sort of cross them.
Okay.
Right, you don't really cross them. But, good. So words, we're playing a game called Words. Word Song. Hello and welcome to Word Song.
Brilliant. And obviously I imagine there'll be some more great music.
But we've got a new feature, haven't we?
Which one's this?
Are we doing, within the Monkey News, the new feature?
Oh, Steve.
I'm excited. You know Monkey News is my favourite feature, so what have you added to it?
Explain it.
Right, well, there's been loads of stuff going on in the past few weeks, right? But for the times when I struggle, when sort of monkeys have had a quiet week, and there isn't that much news going on,
sure.
Right? Come up with this thing. I sort of speak to an expert. I've spoke to him already.
You spoke to an expert?
Yeah.
A monkey expert?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I ask him a question.
Wow.
Right. The feature, it's got a good name. You know that's the way I work.
Yep.
Cheapest chimps.
Right? Okay.
And what I do, I ask them a question about, you know, or how much does it cost to, you know, keep one? How much does it cost to, you know, feed one for a week?
Yeah.
All this sort of stuff. So I give out, like, a monkey story, and if that isn't enough for people, they'll also learn something else at the end of it.
Right. Yeah.
So, like...
It sounds fascinating, can I say right now?
Yeah.
That's just some of the things that we've come up with. Play a record, Carl.
Please still continue to listen there.
Yeah.
Baby, come on, come on down.
Richard Ashcroft. Buy It in Bottles on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Carl, I need the phone number of your girlfriend. Let me explain why. I was lucky enough, once again, to be on your quiz team this week. Ricky,
still to beat me. He's still to beat me with his team, yeah.
Second
I came.
The gang here, and some friends, we sometimes go down to a pub quiz in the local area, and I was very nicely, I was invited by Carl to be on his team. Twice now I've been on that team. Ricky's always on another team. And what can I say, Carl? Do you mind me saying this now? Because I've analysed the team, and it's very much your team, and you've put the team together, you've recruited some excellent personnel, your girlfriend's very, very good on the team,
yeah.
As is one of her work colleagues, and you normally bring in, you know, someone like myself. I like to think I'm providing certain something with the entertainment section. I seem to remember last time I answered at least six or seven questions that other people hadn't got, so I felt I provided something there. Carl, I rather like John Harvey Jones, who used to be called in to sort of troubleshoot companies, I see why you are not winning, ever. And it's a rather pricey, contest, isn't it? It costs a tenner to enter per
each.
Person.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless you get in the top three, you're not gonna get to see your money back.
Right.
So, I think you're gonna maybe need to step down from the team, because, Carl,
oh.
I am not sure.
Oh.
You consider yourself a kind of player manager, but frankly, I'm not sure you're providing enough.
Right.
See, this is funny, because as bad as I imagine you are, I don't think Steve would make it into my team, so he's getting a bit cockier. I want to know what your opinion of him, because he's told me he's great on it.
Well,
you
bang out of order, first of all.
Okay.
Do you have a good night when you're with us?
I tell you what, I wish I hadn't lost a tenner every time I've come down. That would have improved it.
You point out there about the football analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Ferguson, yeah. When did he score a goal?
Right.
He doesn't. He tells the others how to do it.
Mm, yeah.
Right? That's my
role. He doesn't
role
take up one of the 11, though, does he?
No, exactly.
It's not like you can only field 10.
Yeah.
Because, we only got 10 again.
Yeah.
I want to be in the 11.
Exactly. He's not running around in midfield, falling over.
Yeah, shouting, oh, what have I told you?
Yeah.
No.
Right. I'll admit,
and
right?
There's a limit of 5 players. We should explain that. That's the point.
Yeah, there's only 5 players on the
players,
team.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
so.
But it was pretty tricky on Tuesday, though, wasn't it? It was one of the tougher.
Tell everyone the one question you got right.
It was something about.
Well, tell us the answer. The two words you had to say to get the answer.
Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue. That was what you provided, Danny Minogue.
Is this valuable?
Well, no, not really, because there was at least two of us who also knew the answer.
Oh, well,
we gave him. No, exactly, we gave it to Carl. We massaged his ego.
Oh,
but
dear.
I just feel Carl.
Do you know what? I feel a bit bad now because I just either had a crushed face. Then.
Can I just tell you right now?
He just can't believe this.
Can I just tell you right now? I think the problem is this. I think there's that precious fifth position that is not being filled. At the moment, I think consistently enough by a decent player, right? You've got a solid team. I'm thinking if you want to remain on the team, you are going to have to pull your finger out and find a fifth member that is going to provide, and I'll tell you where the weaknesses are. I can tell you right now, mate. The weaknesses are natural history and science.
Oh.
Something which Ricky Gervais is scoring on week in, week out on his team.
There is a few.
Now, if he was available for a transfer, we could be fine. But we've got to find someone to fill in that space. Otherwise, I'm either going to quit or you're going to have to step down. Because I don't think I can be on a team where there is these obvious deficiencies. There are visible deficiencies in the team.
And, you know, the £10.
That's £10. I'm not made of money. That's once a month.
I've seen him depressed for 2 hours when he lost £20 at a casino after
don't bring
5
it back.
Hours
don't
playing.
Don't bring that back. Don't
yeah.
bring up that again.
Yeah, yeah.
That story.
He doesn't like wasting money, Carl. You know that.
What do you think? What's the solution? We've got to think proactively now. We've got to sort this out.
See, there's always other things going on in my mind when I'm in that pub quiz. For me, it's just a little bit of fun.
Sure.
It's a night out.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Suzanne enjoys it.
Yeah.
Bit of a get together. We have a chat beforehand.
Yeah.
We have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But there was other things on my mind.
Carl, I could do that here. I don't have to lose a tenner.
Wait, what were you thinking during the quiz then when the questions were coming out? What were you thinking of?
Well, what it was, right, just before the quiz started, I had to go to the toilet, right? Because the rule is, right, people who don't go to it, once it starts, phone's off, no more toilet.
They
take it dead serious, don't they, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I went to the toilet. Now, I'm not being out of order here, it just got me thinking, right? I went to the toilet. The gay fella in there, right?
There was a gay fella in there?
Gay fella in the toilet. Now,
how could you tell?
How did you know?
Just typical, you know, everything about it, right?
It!
Everything about it, right, yeah.
Oh.
Well, large handlebar moustache, leather cap.
Butt plugs, ammo nitrate. Could I just say that these views do not reflect the views of the management of XFM or me and Steve.
Or most of the people in this country.
Go on, Carl. What's your problem?
Yeah, but this is what I'm worried about, really. But this is why I only got Danny Minogue right. Right? Because this was floating around my mind.
She's a big gay icon, isn't she?
Going to the toilet, they have like, men's cubicle and they have women's cubicle.
Yeah.
Now, without sounding out of order, is it wrong for me to think gay men should have their own little cubicle?
Colin!
They should have their own- well, not cubicle, you mean an actual toilet,
yeah.
I suppose.
When I was at the urinal,
yeah.
Normally, you know, there's a fella there and then you go, alright. And there's no pressure. But I couldn't go. I was thinking, should I wait? If I go into the toilet, it'll look obvious.
Yeah.
I had loads of pressure and
but
this was going on.
What were you worried
on.
About?
So sorry.
What
I'm
were you
so
concerned
sorry,
about?
Viewers. I'm so
well,
sorry.
Well, it's like, right, listen, when I was a kid, right, And it's alright for you to go into women's toilets when you're a kid. It's like, oh, it's a bit cute, yeah, right? As long as you're not, like, over 15 or something, right?
Right.
But when I was a kid, I went into a toilet, and women, when they use their little cubicles, they don't shut the door. Some of them just sit down on the toilet,
yeah,
right? And you see everything. And, no, seriously, that's probably one of the first times I saw, like, a woman.
Yeah.
That, right? And my Auntie Nora when she was staying over.
What happened with your Auntie Nora?
She was, she's into wearing caftans.
Into wearing what?
You know, caftans.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What caftans?
Big, bellowy sort of dresses.
Right, right.
And, yeah, I used to sit on the floor at home in front of the telly.
Sure.
She was on the chair behind.
Yeah.
She did a bit of a sort of a Sharon Stone scene.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
There was no underwear.
No.
What age were you?
What was it like?
What age were you?
It was like a ripped tennis ball. Or something.
What? Right, we're off air. We're off air. Either that will put us into the Sonys. That's how I'm living. Ice tea. That's how I'm living. Bit of old,
yeah,
school hip hop.
Where's RT?
Good point, yeah.
Go make me a cup of coffee or something.
Well, before you do that, can I just qualify something? I'm a little bit concerned,
yeah,
about your toilet discussion. What exactly is your point again? I was just a bit bemused.
You see, it's a tricky one. All I'm saying is, right, there was at the pub quiz, I go to the toilet, not thinking about anything, I try to go, right, there's a little gay fella next to me.
I love this little gay fella.
Now, the weird thing is, there's nothing stopping him having a little glance, right? Because he's allowed in the fella's toilet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not allowed to go into the woman's toilet and have a little look round.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, should they have another toilet area?
What, for gay people?
Yeah.
And so this would be gay men and lesbians? Is that going to complicate things?
Well, I mean, I can only assume. I mean, to what point? That's your question, right? If you're intimidated, that's, I mean, that's a shame. But you know, most gay men aren't looking at your knob. You know that.
What do you mean?
I can only say that 99.9% of gay men who use a urinal standing next to what they assume is a heterosexual man aren't looking at his knob.
What are they doing then?
They're emptying their bladder.
Mm. No, but the thing is, I can't
talk.
You're saying, like, you know, about would you have one toilet for lesbian women and gay fellas, right?
Well, does that mean would it be mixed? Would it just be? Well, would it be would it have a man on one? That's heterosexual men. But a little picture of a woman on the other, and then what? What would the little icon be?
To a man and a woman.
A man and a woman.
Just having a chat?
Yeah. In pink and Doc
Martens. But you couldn't mix them, because then what would happen is, you'd get people who are going, oh, I'll play up to this a bit.
What, yeah, pretend to be gay?
And, yeah, you know, sort of grow a moustache and shave their head.
And pretend to be a lesbian.
Right. Yeah. So, well, I see, so you know people pretending to be gay so they could go in and have a look at the lesbians?
Yeah.
Right. So that would mean that we need four cubicles now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, no, this is fine. Four cubicles is fine.
So every pub
how
now-
How many toilets do we need
every
at the moment?
Pub's now got four toilets.
Oh, Carl, bisexuals.
Yeah, now, interesting.
Bisexuals, how many toilets do we need now? Call the council.
Do you use any?
Huh?
No.
No, because they're interested in everything, aren't they?
Because the little bisexual fella will be looking at your knob.
Right. With them, what you do, you just have a door, you open it, and there's one urinal there, so you can't get a queue. They have to sort of wait.
I've just thought, well, why can't there just be a thing between the urinals? So anyone, no one can look at anyone else's knob.
Wait a minute. Just to go back to Ricky's point, what stops, even if we've got the toilet for gay men, what stops the gay men who want to have a look at your willy going in the regular toilet and pretending that they're straight?
Most men don't.
Who's going to police
don't
this?
Don't wear gay across their
no,
head.
No, exactly.
They don't have a tattoo. There's no branding yet in the British House where they have to declare.
So we're going to have to expand this.
What,
so we've all got to carry identity cards.
Do you know you can see a gay? Can you coming a mile off? Can't no.
No, I'll just hold it in next time.
No, 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 no. Can you tell gay men? Do you know a gay man?
I'd say, probably... If you did like a- if you lined some people up-
Yeah.
And said, point them out, I reckon I'd get-
But hold on, we're not talking about people dressed in leather with the arse cut out and an handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, the everyday,
no,
non-scene-
of course. Oh, well,
yeah. But I mean, suppose I put you in a room and there was 10 naked men, right?
Yeah.
And, could you- there's 5 gay men and 5 heterosexual. Could you walk along that line looking at those gay-
am I naked?
No, you don't have to be naked. Why would you have to be naked?
To catch him out.
Play a record!
How would you catch them out?
No, no, don't go into it. No. Don't go into it. Don't go into it. Play a record. Thrills, One Horse Town on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Now, Carl Pilkington is getting ready. It's the start of a new strand in the show, a new quiz, a new competition to replace Rockbusters. Now, that's quite a tall order, but what have you done?
Right, like I said, right, if you've only just tuned in, what it is, I took, and I'll be taking, a well-known saying every week from the show, something that crops up a lot. First one that sprang to mind was...
There's a little gay fella standing next to me in the urinal?
That's next week.
Okay.
This week, there's this airy Chinese kid, right?
Yeah.
That crops up quite a lot.
Sweeping the nation.
Right. So what I've done, I've got 5 songs...
Yeah.
...and I've edited them together to make that saying.
You've got words... You've from songs where any part of that sentence occurs,
yeah,
to recreate it.
Yeah.
Now, what do they need to do? Do they need to say what the song is? Just the 5 songs?
I mean, I was gonna say song and artist, but if you want, just a song.
So five, there's 5 things there, and if someone doesn't get all 5, it's still worth emailing in because we might give it to the one who's got the most and then-
yeah.
Can I suggest, we go for artist rather than song, only because sometimes it's quite tricky to get a song title, sometimes it's more, it's very odd or it's not quite what you think it is, so maybe artist is a, is an easier one.
Are you happy with that, Carl? It's your competition.
Is that right?
I mean, Steve always does this whenever I come up with an idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure it's just the best it can
yeah,
be, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he came up with a few game shows and Steve was going, no, it's no good. And Carl said to me, he said, it's the wonder The Office ever got on telly.
Yeah, but, well, we shall see how Cheapest Chimps plays out, but frankly, the fact that- the fact that you said to me, Steve, I've come up with the best game show ever, it's called Cheapest Chimps, what's the idea? I don't know, I just like the name. It's something to do with chimps. I thought, well, I'm not sure that's the best game show ever. And
well,
what was the other one you came up with
that
you told me about?
I think a few people will be disagreeing with him, Carl. I think people will say that Cheapest Chimps could be the best game show ever.
You know, when I was at school, people like you, I really didn't like. You're a stirrer, Gervais. He flits, doesn't he, from one side to the next, Carl. The one thing, we may argue, mate, but at least we're consistent. Ricky Gervais flipping from one side to the other. One day he's
Carl,
on Carl's side.
When was the last time Steve wrestled you to the ground and got you in a leg clamp?
No, you're right.
Never.
What, is that supposed to be a good thing?
Well, did you see us?
Yeah, I saw you struggling in the, in Carl's office earlier.
He was punching my legs to release me. We were on the floor. And I was squeezing him with my mighty legs, wasn't I, Carl?
Yeah.
It was like, I imagine that's what a crab feels like when an octopus has got it. We were playing that, weren't we?
So anyway... So, I'll play you this clip now, it's 10 seconds long, we'll play it a couple of times because you'll need to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is then. What are we saying? We're saying artists?
Let's go with artists.
Artists. So email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Name the 5 artists it has taken to make up the saying,
give
there's
that
this
email
early
address
Chinese
again.
Kid.
Give that email address again.
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
There's this hairy right? Chinese kid.
Here we go. Play it again.
And play it again.
There we go.
I think you better play it once more. Oh, I've got them.
Have you got them all?
Yeah.
That's nice work.
There we go.
I can just remind you now that the prizes include a Red Dwarf DVD, Marion and Jeff, the first series of that on VHS, a Live Forever Britpop CD, and also the very best of Led Zeppelin. Let's play one of those actually while we're here.
Brilliant.
Rock and roll. One of the prizes on Coral's competition this week is the very best Led Zeppelin, that's obviously rock and roll. We've also got a Live Forever Britpop CD, Marion and Jeff, and Red Dwarf. And, should we play it again so people
have
got
another
chance?
There's this hairy Chinese kid.
Who are the artists?
Here we go.
It's tricky, it's not very easy. Once more.
One more.
Well, oh, there you go.
Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk. Those prizes can be yours. Yeah. I, at the quiz, also discovered, of course, and, I don't know. I'm just intrigued to know, Carl. I'm just intrigued to know. It was your girlfriend's birthday, wasn't it? Earlier in the week?
Yeah,
or last week?
On Monday, yeah.
And, I mean, obviously it was a triumph, with the stuff you got her for Christmas.
The condoms.
The box of condoms.
Box set of condoms.
Yeah.
Not just the singles, the whole, exactly. The whole set.
Yeah, a complete collection.
Brilliant.
So what'd you go for this
one? What'd
you get her? Yeah, but...
No, it's her birthday. How long have you been together?
About 9 years.
Okay, so, ooh, God, it must cost you so much.
Well, no, but it starts getting tricky, doesn't it? Because I spoiled her a lot in the first few years.
Yeah.
So then you
here's
start...
a packet of rubber bands. Enjoy them.
Oh.
Well, it's what she wanted.
Okay.
I mean, you're making out as if.
No, everyone wants paper clips. Come on. What did you get her?
Got her a new pair of gloves.
Right.
All right. Well.
And
what nice leather ones from Selfridges or Harrods or something.
They were good ones. The sort she likes. So. They weren't...
Well, they weren't the little woolen ones that she had.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke when she said he got me these, because I laughed.
No, that's- but I know that's- the one she did have, the-
When they said it's his birthday, right, it was her birthday Monday, and me and Steve wanted to get her, and she went, he got me these, because she had those little woolen gloves on, I laughed, because I thought she was joking, Carl.
That's what she wanted. Right. I've told you before about buying presents,
did those gloves have your name sewn in them? And a piece of string that ran over the back of your duffel coat.
You know, I've never been into getting presents and that. I had the problem at that Christmas one, that time with the Victoria Plum.
Yeah, we'd hate that. We'd hate to bring that back.
We've done that.
Because you talked about the book, because it's kind of to do with your dad, isn't it? He's a very bad gift buyer, was that the problem?
Well, yeah, my dad just wouldn't bother. It was my mum who sort of made an effort and... She sort of worked out half of what I wanted, then she left it to me dad to get it off someone, see if he could get one cheap or whatever.
I love the fact that usually people talk about, like, drinking heavily or, violent abuse, right?
Yeah.
But here's what he's been left with and scarred with from parents is bad gift buying.
Yeah, and that's the Victoria Plum incident.
In the greatest scheme of things in the world, that's not a bad thing to have, is it?
This is what it's like about getting presents and stuff, right? Mm. With me mum and dad.
Go on.
My mate, Colin, right? Colin Bailey.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He had a, little, Sinclair Spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Computer.
Yeah.
Which was, like, the thing to have at that time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Used to always go round to his house. The deal was...
Not the one you had to play through the window, because you weren't allowed
to. No, that's another lad.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This is a different lad. And the deal was, he came to our house, and my mum gave him a pie. And then I'd go round to his, and I'd stay there for a few hours playing, you know, Hungry Oris and stuff like that on it.
Sure. Right?
Now, my mum and dad knew that I really wanted one of these computers, right? So I waited about a year. Came round to Christmas Day, I thought, I reckon I might have one. Turned out, they bought me the wrong one. They bought me a ZX81 instead of a Spectrum, right? And, Christmas Day, I'm there trying to load the games up, it's not working, I'm thinking, what's wrong, right? And the thing with me, when I was a kid, I used to get quite sort of agitated.
This is the moment.
Right? I found out that it needed a RAM pack to make it work. Right? Looking in the thing and it's saying, and make sure you put your RAM pack in the back. And I was like, oh, where's the RAM pack? And my dad's going, I don't know, I've got you the main bit. That's it. So, I was that wound up I just was sick, right? Just sick. Oh, I didn't feel sick or anything, I just was like, oh god. Went to the sink, just sick. Cos I was that on edge about it. I said, come on, we've got to get one. And my dad's like, Tandy's shut, we're not gonna get anything today. Ruined again, Christmas Day. That was after the year when my train set got blown up by our kid. The following year, no Ranpak. And now you ask me why don't I get good presents.
He's scarred. He just
I'm gonna die. Honestly, I'm gonna die. He's just been sick.
Yeah. There's no Ranpak.
Did you get to the bottom of it? Why wasn't there a Ranpak?
You have to buy them separate.
Oh, right, okay.
What do you mean I can't play Frogger?
Oh, no.
So, wasn't there another incident when you threw up? Spontaneously threw up?
Oh.
Through sheer anxiety?
I do get it. It's not so much now, because I've relaxed a bit, but as a kid I used to be quite on edge all the time with certain things.
Do you think that's what happened to your
the
cat
wind that kept being sick? That it didn't get the food it wanted, and it just threw up? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
God, so they shaved it.
Yeah, but again, you see, the cat thing... I mean, it's mad, I was thinking about it the other day, right? I used to think I had quite a normal upbringing.
You didn't.
Right, and someone was talking
your
about
your mother once told you not to go to school because it was windy, Carl. It was not a normal upbringing.
The cat was being sick, so she shaved it, so it was easier to clean.
Right, well, my mum and dad went on holiday, right, and I stayed at the Rosses down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Only a kid, must have been about five or something, right? And, I was always running around in the house, I had a lot of energy as a kid. What the Rosses did, they had this cat that was dead violent, the most violent sort of angry cat I have ever witnessed.
A tiger.
It was honestly, Steve, if it was bigger it would have been, because it was just always having a go at you.
Yeah.
If you went to pat it on the head, it went to bite you and stuff. And what they used to do with it, to stop me running around, I'd sort of be running around, and then I'd get a bit tired, and they'd say, have a lie down on the settee. So I'd lie down on the settee and I'd nod off, and what they used to do, I'd wake up and they'd have put the cat on my belly. Right? So I'd be scared to move because it's like it's going to get me.
But it would keep you there?
It kept me there and it used to sort of slaver on me and they'd sort of, you know, go out or whatever and I'd be lying there. That's not normal, is it?
Carl, sorry, were you created by the Brothers Grimm for one of their fairy tales? What kind of a life is that?
a cat paperweight to keep Carl in place. He keeps blowing around. It's windy. We'll have to weigh him down. Be careful. Your mum probably told him that it's a windy day. You got to get something heavy on him. Otherwise, he just gets blown into the road. God.
Bless him. Carl, let's just hear your thing once more. Give
one
people
more time.
A final chance.
All right, here we go.
Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Ooh, those chili peppers are quite hot. Can't stop. XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
All
right. Carl, you know what the time is? Bong. Monkey news.
Yeah. right.
Imagine if Trevor McDonald started like this.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff going on that with monkeys.
Oh yeah.
I was mentioning earlier we sort of making the feature grow a bit.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I'm thinking. Oh, I haven't told you, Steve, either. I've actually been asked to write a thing about monkeys.
A poem?
No, for a magazine called, Something Apes.
Right.
They want me to do a column, 500 words.
About
apes.
About monkeys?
Anything I want on monkeys. Anything.
What are you gonna write?
Dunno, you know, think about it.
Well, give him a typewriter, I come up with Shakespeare eventually.
Yeah, yeah. You could
anyway,
write about that, why didn't you write about that? You don't, the fact that you don't believe it. You don't believe that an infinite number of monkeys could type because he was Shakespeare?
Because you reckon most of them hadn't read Shakespeare, so they wouldn't know some of the spellings.
Exactly.
It wouldn't happen.
You idiot. Get on with it.
Alright.
There's been a few things, but one that springs to mind is, they found a load of monkeys somewhere.
Right? This is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine this if this was news.
Yeah.
Go on. Where?
Somewhere.
I think it was in,
17th century?
I don't. It doesn't matter that bit. Right?
Okay.
Find a load of monkeys that are having a good chat.
God.
They're having a good chat. All right.
What they do you found mean? Monkeys that can talk.
Yeah.
About they've worked out they've got about 534 different words that they're using to like have a chat about. Stuff.
More than you.
Yeah. What do they chat about then?
Just you know things that monkeys are worrying about. Just you know. Where do you get that from? you know.
Who does your hair?
You going out with her again, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. Have you seen that,
Sorry, you can't just leave that.
No, 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 I'm just intrigued. I'm just intrigued to know what else. Is there any-
No,
were
I they, mean, that-
Were they discussing the Humanzee? Did you see that programme on Channel 5?
Yeah.
He can walk upright.
Yeah.
It was good.
But, I mean, what,
did you
what
see how well
Do you mean
was?
They taught them- they taught themselves this language?
Yeah.
Where is this? In the wild is this, is it? Not sign language,
it's
but-
It's in some jungle somewhere. They found these monkeys. He heard some, you know, some explorer was over there, cutting through the woods and that.
And he heard his name,
heard
and he thought, that's what he went, what do you want, Ronnie? Well, it wasn't me, I didn't say-
yeah.
I didn't say, oh, Snodgrass, where'd you get that gun?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that, well, it's only me and you here.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird, it's not true.
Well,
right, come on then, what's
well,
next?
Once again, well, what I'm thinking- well, I mean, that did happen.
So, well-
And to sort of add to that feature-
That's not true.
We're doing, Cheapest Chimps.
Right. Can I just say now to the audience, if you thought that Rockbusters was bad, if you thought that that piece of rubbish earlier about the Chinese hairy kid was bad, I'm suspecting this is going to be really not very good at all. I don't- I'm not- I'm just pointing the finger.
What
I,
do you think of it? What do you think of his negativity, Carl? And
he just keeps- he keeps doing it.
I just don't think you should start with the name of the quiz first. This is my only concern. You've come up with Cheapest Chimps, and now you're trying to construct a game around that.
So
and I'm not sure it's a proper- well, okay, let's- what is the game? Let's hear it.
Right, it's about, a chimp, right?
Surprising.
I spoke to an expert about him.
Who was the expert?
Someone at London Zoo.
Okay.
How many bananas do you think the little chimp that they've got at London Zoo eats a day?
Right. How many bananas is a little chimp at London
Zoo?
Can
they call in for this?
No, I'd leave it. I'm just testing it out on Steve because we've already got an email thing going on here.
So how many bananas do they eat a day? One chimp per day, how many bananas?
Yeah.
How many bananas does a chimp eat a day? And does this mean that- because sometimes I've seen them on the telly, they peel one, they'll just eat a bit of it, then they'll throw it away. We're talking a whole banana?
How many bananas does it eat a day?
how many bananas do you eat a day?
Getting angry. Come on.
Well, I'll try and have two if I've got time, but I'm
okay.
Pretty busy.
Well, I'll go swinging on your tyre.
How many do you reckon?
I think, a little monkey, a tiny little monkey, per day, over the course of a day, I reckon he probably eats 15 bananas.
Right. Ricky, what are you going for? Little chimp at London Zoo.
But, hold on, but presumably they don't only feed it bananas. So
okay.
So the question is-
It's how many bananas does it eat? Come on,
yeah,
Rick!
But how many does it get given? It would eat 15 if it was given 15, but it might be given one slice of banana, 15 oranges, 200 potatoes and some lettuce.
How many bananas does it eat? Come on.
It's five.
Have a guess.
Five?
Yeah.
Right. It's only one.
Yeah, because it only gets given one.
Cheapest chimps.
What?!
So, what? It's pretty cheap to have a chimp.
Right. I'm on your side now, Steve.
I don't understand what happened then. What, so at the end of it, you always shout, cheapest chimps. Is that, what, that's the quiz, is it?
Oh, play a record,
wait,
Carl.
So is that it? Is that seriously
is
it?
Is that it? Was that the first instalment of Cheapest Chimps?
Yeah.
We'll have to see what the press say about this.
And why does it only eat one banana? Because it only gets given one banana.
I think that's all it wants.
No.
So you don't even know, you didn't even bother
no,
to ask
it would,
him.
It wouldn't just get given one banana and nothing else. It would get given banana and then lots of other stuff like apples, oranges, carrots. It would get given a balanced diet.
Cigars.
Yeah. So it's just how many do they give it at London Zoo?
I look forward to playing this again. Who is he and what is he to you? We have not had any successful answers on your quiz, Carl. We've had people who've
That's
got
what you get
a maximum
when you put
of four.
A duck in a microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Withers.
Nice.
All right.
Cheers. And so I'm not talking about cheapest chimps.
That's safe. That's going to run and run. Yeah, that is going to run and
that's
run.
That's really got legs.
I'm going to check the press Monday. I can only assume it's a triumph.
Exactly, another Pilkington triumph.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the prize, if you don't mind, Carl, to Karen and Jeff Gillian, because they're the only one that got, they were the only couple that got the second answer, which was very, very
good. But they got four today.
But they only got four right.
But four is a tough answer, so should we give the answers now?
Play it, Carl, and then tell us who each one is.
Alright. So there you go.
I didn't know the second one.
There's the Surrey Chinese kid.
So the first one, the last.
There she goes.
What?
That's George Harrison.
No.
That's Philip Bailey. And that's Deacon Blue.
Right, so it was the Lars.
Yeah, what's the second one?
Strokes.
Oof, that was very tricky.
That is hard.
George Harrison for Airy, that's all I could get. It was Airy.
Airy Krishna, yeah.
But it, no. Chinese, Phil Bailey.
Chinese War is.
Yeah. And Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid.
Real Gone Kid, yeah.
There's this Airy Chinese kid.
Very, yeah. Very hard.
I love the fact that the normal bit of that, like, the normal bit is like the well-known phrase, there's this Airy Chinese
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nothing happened there. That's normal. There's this Airy Chinese kid. As a phrase that often- In fact, you're right, we must have said that phrase 20 times today. What- when was the last time? That was said 20 times.
Never. I don't think it's ever been said anywhere.
There's this Airy Chinese kid. I don't- I mean-
Even in China?
I don't think it's ever- well, it's very rare.
Definitely not said in China. The prizes they've won?
The prizes they've won, Red Dwarf DVD, Live Forever, The Best of Britpop, Marion and Jeff on VHS and The Best of Led Zeppelin. Well done to Karen and Jeff Gillian.
I've also seen no proof of this Airy Chinese kid.
None whatsoever.
Alpine Stars, Burning Up on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Steve, you're out of the room there.
Mm-hmm.
Carl took a phone call from someone.
Okay.
He's found a cellmate.
Right.
Not a soulmate, I think one day they will be cellmates.
Yes.
Because he's just like, he loves everything Carl loves, and he was telling Carl stuff, and Carl's face was lighting up.
Yeah.
He's told him of two Russian kids in the circus. They're covered in air, and their mum tells them off because they're covered in fleas. Carl said, see, that annoys me again, innit? They do something else. And the bloke went, yeah, they should just make money out of being hairy. And Carl went, exactly. Yeah. And he said, have you heard of the three-legged juggler? And the bloke went, no, what's that? He went, that annoys me as well. Because he thinks they shouldn't have done juggling, they should have done football.
Do you know what I mean, though, Steve?
What do you mean a three-legged juggler? What are you talking about?
He's a famous three-legged juggler.
Oh, he's mega famous! He's like the Beckham of wherever he's from.
But the other day I was looking in, I don't know, Bizarre magazine or something, right? And there was this fella who, he had no arms. So you saw a picture of him, his job was fixing watches, did it with his feet.
Go on.
Well, it's just, why pick the most hardest job to do when you haven't got any hands? Crush grapes. Or... Do you know what I mean? That annoys me.
Oh, crush grapes! Imagine him being told that, and that he comes into the careers advisory where I go, now, what do you want to do, Hargreaves? Make watches? Right, take a look at your arms. Crush grapes, mate. Sorry, you're a grape crusher. Next. Brilliant. Brilliant. I would love you to be a career advisory in some sort of clinic. It would be brilliant.
I love the fact that it annoys you. Here's a man, he's got no arms, he has learned to fix watches with his feet.
Yeah.
An incredible talent, incredible skill, he's utilising that brilliantly. That's annoying to you, you are angered by it.
I'm only being honest. Now you be honest, right? Your watch is broke, who would you go to? You're in a rush, you need it fixing in a rush. Now, you need some fresh wine.
Be honest.
Oh, you're amazing.
But what's this thing that you've been talking about, this video?
Freaks. Right. It was a thing that was banned for, like, 50 years. I think it's been taken off again, but I don't know why, if it's just been deleted. Right? It's a quest. If anyone out there has got a copy of Freaks on DVD or VHS, can Carl borrow it, please? I almost want to set up a camera to see him watching it. It's absolutely real. They use people in the circus of the time. I think it's the 20s or 30s of the Depression. And there's people, there's Coneheads, there's a bearded lady, all genuine. There's a bloke they call the Human Slug who's got no arms and no legs, Carl, and he's just there, and he rolls a cigarette and lights it with his mouth.
I think I've seen his brother, who isn't called the Human Slug. He's called the Pillow.
Right. How does he make a living?
He,
Does anyone want to meet Carl for money? Do you know what I mean? Like that,
the annoying thing was, right, there was a picture of him, I was gonna put it on
Think I've seen his brother.
I've, on our website, we put things up like this, right? If you go to ricky.gervais at xfn.co.uk/-
What? You put things like that on my website? It's nothing to do with me. I want people to know that that website is not kept or looked at by me. So, I don't, what have you put on there?
There's a fella on there who's known as the Pillow. And he's, you see, I get a bit worried with things like this, because we're not sort of having a go or anything, it's just things that
fascinate you.
Me. Yeah. And, yeah, it's a guy, it might be the same sort of thing, what's your one
I bet you used to stare at people with goiters, didn't you, when you were little, in Tesco's?
Well, just go to xfm.co.uk/Ricky, it is.
What's the worst thing you've ever seen on, like, a human face?
You know what it is, and
what
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't remember. Have you told me?
Yeah.
What is it?
But go,
it's not
go
the elephant lady.
Go to the yeah.
Is it the elephant lady? You've talked about that, I know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it again. Go to the website and see the Human Pillow.
Why is he a human pillow?
That's what annoyed me. I thought he was more of a draft excluder.
Oh, that makes all kinds of rules.
Buzzcocks, Harmony in My Head. Now, things are flying here at XFM. People have called in, there is a video of Freaks on the way, Carl's gonna see that within the week. That's exciting. That is exciting for me, do you know what I mean? About our education of Carl. We started off trying to teach him about science and history, and now we just find out he likes pictures of hairy Chinese kids and
who
women.
Doesn't?
Who doesn't? No, true. You've got a theory about pictures of Freaks, haven't you?
You see, you always bring things up that I don't want to talk about, because I'm really worried that people, if you've just tuned in for the first time, it's the first time you hear it, and we're talking about hairy Chinese kids.
Yeah.
Talking about the human worm.
Carl, listen, people don't think that you're taking the piss out of those people, they lump you in with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They think that you're a freak of nature, so you can say anything you want. Do you know what I mean? Because it's honest, it's from the heart, it's genuine, so... Don't worry about
that. Yeah, but Suzanne was saying last night that I've got a heart of stone, or whatever it is.
Why?
Because I wasn't crying at Comic Relief. And all I was to say to her, get out Elephant Man, let me watch that for 30 minutes, I'll be crying my heart out.
Why? Why do you care about that but not-
Because that is more real, isn't it, right? Think of John Merrick.
Sorry. What, the film starring John Hurt is more real than footage of starving people in Africa?
No, but what I'm saying is, think about... See, this is why I didn't want to bring it up, because people are gonna just say...
Well, you're allowed to cry at what you like. You can't, people can't have you for not crying
imagine,
at someone and crying
imagine,
at someone else.
Imagine that, like, if you've seen the film, you know, his head's all, you know, messed up and that.
Yeah.
He's getting picked on all the time.
Yeah. By Michael Elphick, I remember.
Yeah.
It's just really, really sad. Whereas, you know, we're trying to help
but
out
But you give him a bun
people.
And he forgets it.
Do you know what I mean, though?
He never forgets, Rick.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
We're giving away stuff again.
Yeah.
Time
tell
for
me
the
your theory about freaks who have their picture taken.
No, I'd leave it.
No, can I tell
we'll
you
do it next week,
can I tell you what this
go
is?
Go on, quickly, what is it?
Right, when he sees a little picture, like, in his books he's got, he carries round those
things.
Right? And there's, like, a fella with a little head, with some, like, able-bodied people. He goes, the only reason, he must know the only reason they got to take that picture, right, was so they could show their mate, say, look at me, the little fella with a little head. That's what, that's his theory.
Yeah. So every picture of a freak, they're
right,
being-
Steve, let me describe the picture to you. This little fella with a little head.
Right.
Playing on the piano.
I've seen it.
All his family stood around, and mates and that. When have you ever seen a picture of someone playing the piano and everybody wants to be in on it? Right. Doesn't happen.
Maybe it was one of those kind of Christmas cards they sent out to everyone.
It wasn't. You could see one of them was, like, in a rush to go away. He was probably planned to go out, and he was like, but they were taking a picture. It's, oh, I'll be in it then before I go out. And it was all, he's out of order.
Yeah.
If you say, do you know the one
I do know the one you mean, yeah.
What about the one in the, when you went down to Cornwall? In that little
we'll
pub.
We'll talk about that next week.
What, do you want to get on, do you?
Yeah, right. We've got a giveaway, another prize.
Yes, you lucky, lucky people. For those of you that haven't seen it, and do not have the requisite £4.99 to buy it yourselves, you can win, on VHS cassette, panned and scanned, Billy Elliot, the special edition. Includes bonus documentary, The Billy Elliot Boy.
Oh, and, I'd like to see, are they really sort of got made that film.
Exactly. Well, it's the hit film Billy Elliot, and you can win that on VHS. Because Carl, I assume you have included yourself in an excerpt from the movie.
Taken a scene from the film.
Uh-huh. Who do you play, Billy?
I'm playing the part of Billy.
Brilliant.
And we'll have a question at the end of
Come
it.
Come on, brilliant.
Two, three, part of all day, and go.
All right. Just been down the valley. So you don't know where you. What are you looking like that for? What's wrong with Bally?
What's wrong with Bally?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with it? It keeps you fit and that. What do you think, Auntie Nora? Think about me doing Bally.
I used to go to Bally.
There you go. She used to go to Bally.
Used to say I could have been a professional dancer if I'd had the training.
Bet you were pretty good, weren't you? Wasn't the time you had wind for 5 minutes, was it? But you well glided across
the floor. Will you shut up?
What's wrong with Bally, anyway?
For girls. Not for lads, Bally. Lads do football, or...
Well, I've done that, yeah.
Boxing, or...
Did that for a couple of weeks, so... Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling, yeah.
Bragging. Bally!
Well... Don't worry about it, anyway. Just... Is it all right if my mate Wayne stays over tonight? He just wants to sleep over. He's just coming over to...
Wayne, sleep?
Yeah, he just stays over. I'm not gay or anything, he's just... I don't fancy him, I'm not...
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you bloody well do.
What, just because I want my mate Wayne to sleep over and I've started doing ballet, that turns me into a gay man, does it? You haven't seen me Village People album lying around.
You're asking for a hidden.
Just joking. Just having a laugh. Just didn't mean. Funny enough in here, I'm going out.
Look, from now on, you stay here. You look after your nana. Got it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, there it is. What's the question? Powerful. I'd like to know. What was the name of the actor that Carl was taking the role of? Does that make sense? That's not grammatically quite right, but anyway,
right,
yeah. Who was the young lad that Carl was taking the place of there? Name of the actor, not the character.
And just email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
You can win yourself.
You've got to be fast.
You can win yourself a VHS edition of Billy Elliot worth £4.99 price. I'm going to leave the sticker on, which has actually got the price on.
Brilliant.
I'm going to leave that on so you know just what you've got in your head.
Foo Fighters. No, it's not.
Feeder.
Feeder. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing now. Why have we got to stop? Sorry, we just had an argument then. Why have we got to stop at 5-2?
It's just, the football's on, isn't it? So...
So yeah. What can we do? We got to do a link here, and then we can play...
We'll play a song. Do a little
What about
chat.
The competition? We've got to announce the competition.
Well, Steve...
Well, yeah. I can tell you right now that, there's only two people, it would appear, that are interested in a VHS copy of Billy Elliot. That's how mediocre that gift and that prize is, Carl. I don't know if you want to learn from that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give this one to, MJ McKay, who has correctly identified that you were taking the part of Jamie Bell Billy Elliot. So, well done.
Right, just forward me that and I'll,
sort that out.
We'll get the video.
What film are you doing next week?
Don't know, I've got, been out and bought a couple. Got Silence of the Lambs I can do something with.
Right.
Bought Fight Club, but it's a bit difficult. You know, always open to suggestions and that, so you got any favourite films?
What about the 1930s film Freaks?
Oh.
Can't wait. I cannot wait for your...
That'd be brilliant. That'd be good.
Excited about that.
Why don't you do a film review of that next week as well?
Yeah, well, it depends. If the fella, you know, if anyone's got it, just send it in. I'll send it you back once I've watched it. So that'd be good. Next week we'll do,
Oh, please, please, please tell me there's gonna be more Cheap as Chimps.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
We'll see what the press say. We'll see what the press say about that.
Looking forward to that.
Do you know, like, you're always having a go at my ideas?
Yeah.
You know, Cheap as Chimps you've put down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I normally come up with these because you don't come up with a competition
idea.
Sure,
yeah.
He's done him again.
Yeah.
Well, Cheap as Chimps, mine, you're dissing it.
Yep.
Rockbusters, one of the most successful competitions ever.
Uh-huh.
And he means in the world, not just on XFM.
Yeah.
You put that down.
Yep.
Right. What are you thinking about this, right? I was watching Comic Relief last night. Came up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You get Jono.
Okay. Jono right. Coleman, yeah.
Say, Vanessa Feltz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, you know, Dawn French, because she'd be around for that. And then get them all in a room for Comic Relief. And what you do, put a cake in front of them.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you don't feed them. And, like, they're going, oh, I'd love a bit of that cake. Right? It's called Famine Academy.
Right.
Right? Whilst they lose pounds, they get pounds.
Right.
What do you think?
Play a record, Carl.
Well.
I love it.
Again.
I love it, Carl.
Yet again.
I love it.